Hello, everyone, and my name is Mikhail, and welcome to my house. You see, I'm so glad to have you here. And I want you to welcome what to instructional video and Secret Academy methods. And I'm very, very excited for this because you may feel like, I mean, how to be attractive is very difficult to be attractive, but like, to be honest, it's everyone can do it. It's everyone, whether you're young kids or whether you're junior or whether you're in high school and older, everyone can do it. There is a specific step-by-step process where you can really, if you just do it with me, and you just repeat with me, and I also show you how you can do your homework. And if you will try the repetition, it will really, really work. I really admire you and to try it, because if you never try, you never know what is going to happen. And I think it's really amazing what you can get from there, whether you go to the presentation and you can get maybe on a stage and you want to impress with your performance, or where you want to be, build the confidence, or where you want to continue dancing, or you want to impress like someone, or you want to be the cool, or you want to feel just good and communicate with a friend. This is amazing tool. It really works. I was using it in my professional career, and now we decided to bring here for you guys. And I hope you will enjoy it. I'm very excited for you, so let's go. Hello, my name is Mikhail, and welcome to the very, very excited, interesting course of how to become attractive. And the biggest secret that is everyone can do it. And no matter, you can be the young kid, you want to do the presentation, you want to impress, you want to go to an event. And the most important thing is that it's work not only for the dancer, we're gonna use the dancing skills, which I was competing for 28 years competitively on a world championship, on the championship, and I have over 700 competition and championships in my life, shows and dance presentation. But this is not about the dancing. Today I'm going to teach you how the simple dancing exercises it can bring and make you attractive, because we all use our bodies, we all use our feelings, emotion, and we know how the posture is impacting us. And today I'm going to show you five secrets how you can do it by yourself, and we're going to go through step by step from secret number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and at the end we're going to practice with you, and I'm very, very excited for your results. Okay, let's go. Before we start, I just want to share with you that how do I know that? I remember at age of 7, I was attracting and I come to the dancing, but it's not about the dance which is attracting me. It's how the gentlemen stand, how the ladies is beautiful, how they present themselves. It was impacting me so much, and then I really started enjoying to do myself. And when I go to school and I said, come on guys, look at this, I'm doing the dancing, and they told me, oh Mikhail, are you a ballerina? Or like, why are you doing this kind of girls activities? And I said, okay, but it feels so good to say, no, 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 this is a girls activity. And after 2 years in the school from call me ballerina, they start, I become one of the most interesting kids, one of the popular kids in the school, because they say, wow, look at that, Mikhail is a dancer, because I start to present myself in a different way. Not like many people doing the dance, thinking dancing is some kind of things which is like you just dance. It's not about a dance, it's about presenting yourself and just being yourself. Just remember, everything what we're going to talk with you, it really works. It's just we need to repetition to do it, like when no one see you. And once you start to feel it, like when you go to the work or when you go to the school, of course I'm not asking you to do it like overdo it, but when you're alone, please overdo it. And then feel like, wow, okay, now it's good. It starts first from you. You start at your home. You start to feel first. You start to trust yourself. And then after this, you start to trust when you go on the street or like an event, and you will feel, and then everyone will say, wow, you look fantastic. It's to being attractive, it's not about looks good. Of course, I can wear my smoking today, or like for you ladies, you can wear the beautiful dress. But if we stand like this, or we say, hello, how are you? It's very low energy. So in order to create an attractive energy, we need to create a high energy. It means how we feel. And how we feel, it's interact with our body. Body is very powerful tool. Why dancers, they can change how they feel just in 1 second, because they use body to feel good. They're not waiting for emotion or when I'm gonna feel good. They're waiting for they trigger the body. So they do something with the body. If you're doing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 secrets what I'm gonna talk with you, you will start to feel, wow, now I can do 2. And I want that you're doing this sequence particularly, because we're gonna trigger our body, then we will connect our emotions inside, we will condition with our breath, then we're gonna choose a person who we like the most, let's say actor or actress, or maybe dancer, or maybe someone who you really admire, and then we're gonna practice together. Secret number one is our posture. We all know when we see the people on the street, we all know how they look at. And very, very important, when we walk on the street, we always do that. We always lean forward. And what we're gonna do it, it's where we're gonna practice. I will give you a few exercises how you can practice it. But not only practice, you will start to feel very, very good. So, and let's say, if we walk like that, yes, usually we're always thinking and we do something. If we want to impact someone, its energy is very, very important. Look at this. If you will look at the camera, if I will talk with you like this, and then you probably will not listen to me. But if I will talk with you like that, you see what I do? I roll my shoulder back and pick up my ribcage just by 2 cm, 1 or 2 cm. And then after this, I just walk. The feeling is like that I'm a little bit from this part. I'm looks a little bit like leaning back. And so stand up. Do you want to try with me? Because if you're not trying with me, you're just listening and perhaps you will never do it. So let's stand up with me. So look, we roll our shoulder one back and pick up a ribcage, and you will feel like your hands are very, very free now. Come on, stand and try one more time. So we roll shoulder back and pick up a shoulder. You probably may feel not very, very comfortable. You'll feel like, or like people may look very like that I'm like very, very proud, yes. But this is where you can see actors and all the people who are favorite, they all stand in different way. They never stand like this. Yeah, some of them depends on the style, but look, we do that. And let's do next. Once we roll our shoulder back, pick up a ribcage, and we will start to walk. And we'll start to walk, and we'll start to feel, yes. Yes, and how it feels. And, but the most important thing, when we're doing our ribcage and a representation, when we do that, it's always connecting to our emotions. And yes, when we usually feel not so good, we always do that. But when we feel good, we always do that, and we feel like, now I'm ready to go. So this is a simple thing, will not only trigger, will trigger you to feel good, you will also look good. So let's try one more time. 1, 2, and let's walk. And this is, I wanted you to practice, it's not just one time you did it, it's just once you get muscle memory, how we can get muscle memory. Just to start to practice in your room where nobody can see it. So you roll your shoulder, pick up rib cage, and just walk. And you can look to the window, you can look to the mirror, you can say hello to each other, and so on. Secret number two, our emotions. So, I wanted you for just one second, just to close your eyes, and imagine the time in your life, or maybe like somewhere, when you feel really, really happy. Let's say maybe, you know, like when you feel like really like love with your friends, and you feel like really happy. And you can make a smile on your face. I'm sure you can find a moment. If you don't find it, just maybe what could you find and just really feel it. Did you find it? So, great. If you don't, try one more time, because I do believe that you have some happy moment from a birthday, or like someone give you a gift or the kiss, or you met a wonderful person in your life. So, I don't know how about you, but now I start to feel that emotions. Yeah, and let's go back to the feelings. Let's say, let's choose a few favorite emotions. Example, I can choose to be proud. So imagine like I achieve some results or you achieve some results where you feel really, really proud of yourself. And then you really, and just walk one round like that. Are you doing it with me? Come on, stand up and do it with me. Because you never know. Please try, because it may not work or maybe work. So you never know until you try. So let's go, stand up and we walk. Chest up, proud, yes. So example, this is, you can choose your own emotion, lovely. Maybe you feel some loving, you know, like you feel like in love, you know, it's and you can walk in love feelings. It's very different from a proud. Or like sometimes I feel very, very romantic. I feel like romantic feelings. And you really feel it, because imagine the images in your head where you feel romantic. Yes, and walk romantic. And now imagine other feelings. Let's say you feel stress. You see, it's how fast we can go to that stress. Or let's go opposite. Now feel so happy, you really can't stop smiling. Or like, let's say you see or you feel grateful or you feel dreamy, like it's really amazing day today. So yeah. Did you find it? It's every one of us, we have so many hundred emotions which we can find, it's just different names. So I wanted you to pick up your favorite emotions, yes? And did you choose it? Okay, I will give you just a little bit more time. Okay, I hope you choose it now. Now, let's say I pick up the proud. Now, what I'm gonna do, I will combine secret number one and secret number two. So I go, roll the shoulder, pick up a ribcage, and then I feel proud, and then I really walk like this around. Let's do the two rounds. So we do with you the two rounds. Yes. So choose your favorite emotion, or maybe you feel like wondering. Roll your shoulder, wondering, or you want to like some kind of different feelings. I don't know, it's your choice. So this is where we start. Emotions, it's very easy to produce if you're using your body. Because look, usually when we feel good, we always open up our chest. When we feel like happy, yes, let's go. What we do this. Usually when we stress, we do this. So number one thing, what we can do, it's our physiology. We need to activate our body, pick up it. And then you feel that emotion proud. Very good example. If you who watch a movie, Superman or Supermover, woman. If you start, let's say if I call it power pose. In dancing, we usually use it all the time, but we have different images. So if you can stand just like this for like 1 or 2 minutes, and you really will feel like, I mean, you're the Superman. I promise you, in 1 minute, you will start to feel it very, very different. So this is, we do exactly the same thing, but more in a walking way. Remember, we're creating our own version. So we're rolling our shoulder back, we're picking up a chest. Remember, 1, 2, what is rolling up what? And picking up what? And we're choosing which emotion? What is your favorite emotion? Okay, so let's go. And choose it and let's go. For me, it's a proud feeling. Yes. Okay, very good. So in this way, I want that, look, when we go from a bedroom to the kitchen, we can always practice at home. First, the feelings will be that is too much. Trust me, all the people who looks attractive, they starting with some kind of body. It's never closed, it's always open. That's why you can feel you wanna stand with those people. You wanna connect with them, you wanna be around with them, but it start not from here, it start from there. So you're open for the conversations, okay? Secret number three, and this is one of the most favorite one, it's called breath. Power up with your breath. And I really, when I said it, I really mean it, because breath is a powerful tool. If you know, there is a meditation tool, there is like sport athletes using breath. And a breath is very essential to our survival, and a breath in the same time in 1 minute can make us feel good or not good. And I want to give you this example. Like usually when we really feel, when we go to the nature and we're connecting with nature, or when we walk and we really like, we always do deep breath. And we're enjoying the thing. Or maybe we're like somewhere in a beach, or maybe we're really enjoying like to watch buildings or like in different place, or this is so good. And if you notice it, when you're sleeping, you're also breathing not so fast, you're breathing slowly because your body is recovering and make it deep breath. Not very deep, but it's breathing slowly, not like, yes? But what happens when we stress? When we stress, we almost stopping our breath. And this, yeah. And there is a very, very interesting tool. I'm gonna show you a few exercises. Number one, if you can start to do it by yourself, it's deep breath. And if you know this guy, I think I will later on find out. If you're interested, you can write the comments and then I will find out. The breath is the main conditioner for how we feel and how we stand. Yes? So if you notice it, it means we can always like, if we feel good, we always feel breath in and breath out. But we can use when we feel not so good, especially when we go outside or like presentation, yes, or when we go somewhere to, I don't know, to dance or maybe just a band, we feel like, and usually if you make your breath is shallow when you stress, yes, you make it a little like scary or maybe uncomfortable. But if you do here, you start to feel really, really good. And I want you to try as a few exercises when you really, really start to feel good, yes? Because when we fill up with oxygen, we can actually feel it's like release the stress. And one of them is I can do 5 times deep breath. If you have more time, and I wanted to later choose you can do 5 times deep breath. Do it with me, come on. Deep. Yes. And after this, we can start to walk and roll shoulder, pick up rib cage and walk. Feel proud. And you may feel like some of you, if you breathe deep enough, you will feel like if you feel deep enough, you will feel some tingling. So this is where it's the magic of the breath. And another one we're using usually on performance or the competition. We always do that. We smile and then we do four in, four out. Four in, four out, four in, four out. Usually if I do the 3 sets and instead of like I go on the competition, it means next is the world champion with me, or like, I don't know, like the world class dancer. And then I feel like, and then I go four in, four out, four in, four out, four in, four out. Yes, you just do this 3 times. And especially if you need to reach someone and you really want to feel good, you do that. Remember, let's combine secret number one, secret number two, and secret number three. We roll shoulder, pick up rib cage, and we smile, and we go. And proud feelings, and four in, four out, four in, four out. And maybe some of you already feel a goosebump, but I really want that you feel and enjoy that feeling, because it's all about the conditioning. Breath, it's always reset. You know, like sometimes when we feel something or when we're excited before performance or before the step in, it's actually very, very similar between fear and excitement. And if you will start to use your breath, usually I do, let's go, and go. This is how you will be ready and prepare. So the breath is really, really, really very powerful thing. Secret number four, it's our role model, or like someone which you like, or someone, I do believe someone of you like some actress or actor, or like someone who you really like how they stand, how they maybe singer, how they present, how they dance, how they actually stand. We all have our role models, or the actress or actor which we really like and we really admire. For example, it can be the singer, it can be someone who really like how they stand or like how they actually act. For example, for me, I really like Michael Jordan, which is basketball player, which is amazing determination for me. Then I like Elon Musk or like some kind of Hugh Jackman, which is really, if you can see the movie, the Showman, it's really amazing like how he presented that. So I just want that you really as a brainstorm, just this is few saying like all the possible actor and actress which you really like, and later on we will start to practice with you, and we will make actually very very similar, but we will not copy them, we will make our own version, and it's going to be really really exciting. Okay, so for example, for me, yes, if you know the actor Dwayne Johnson, which is like movie Jumanji or like the Skyscraper, I really like, let's say when I go to the gym, I always try to not the copy, I try to see like how, because he trained two times in the gym and we start to make, I think the work ethics for him is like one of the top, the same as Michael Jordan. Yes, he's very, very determined. If you play basketball or you know the basketball, I always when I do something the physical, I always admire these two guys. And I always feel like, you know, I just step into the like the role model. And this is where we will connect with the first, second, and third. And then we will really put in the practice into the fifth secret. Okay. So, and are you brainstorming? Did you brainstorm everything? If you do, you just choose the one who you really, really how you want, like, looks, let's say, when they go in the public. Let's say it can be Jennifer Lopez, it can be any actor, any actress, any singer which you really, really like, okay? So you choose it, and we will later on, we will connect to this, all right? So did you choose your actor? Great, so now we start to copy him. Or like the copy them. So everything, for example, if you pick up like some like the person who like in the movie, let's say it can be some mysterious. So maybe the way they walk, I wanted to look the way they walk, how they express their emotions. What they doing with the hands? What they doing with the chest? And I really wanted you to copy them, because once you start to copy them, it will be very, very, because if you like, I do believe for 28 years competitive, and we have a top 20 coaches in the world, not actors, but we have show dance and was working with the belly people. It's very, usually what we like on the TV, what we like, it's usually what is attracting us, it's never changed, it's always there. And if let's say we like this actor, it means it's close to us or what we can produce. Or like we can show somewhere on the event or like in normal life, and it's really really important to recognize. Let's say you like some kind of move of the hand, or you like how they stand, or you like maybe like Superman how they stand as well. So this is very very important to notice it. And I wanted to write down also. Choose one person, write down what exactly do you like them, because later on it will be the fastest way for you to do the same thing. But don't worry, you will not copy them, because we can't copy other person, we'll create our own version. And try to do it and write as many things as possible. Example, they're doing all this with the head like this. So maybe they just open up the chest, or maybe they always like that. Maybe they always talk cool and nice, or maybe they talk very fast like me just now. Or maybe they just stand and just keep quiet. I mean, who knows? I really wanted to write down. You see, like even I stand just now, I was like mysterious. This is, I feel that emotions. Remember what we talked with you? We just reproduce through our physiology that emotions, and role models will help us. Okay, so secret number five. Now we're going to put everything into the practice. And we really want to do it together with me, because if you're not doing it, you will never know whether it's worked for you or not. And before we do that, by now you have to choose your favorite emotions. Your remember exercise from the first one, what we're going to do with the chest. Yes, it's number one. Number two is emotions. Number three, we use one of the, remember I give you a few breath exercises. You will use the breath exercises. You need to choose one which you're going to do it. Yeah, which one is it's much easier for you. Is it five? Is it three? Or maybe it's even one. And maybe you do the deep breath and this will be good enough. And of course, we need to make sure that we choose a role model, because we're gonna start to everything to apply on the practice now. Okay, are you ready? Oh yes, one more thing. I want that you start also, I do believe everyone have your favorite song or maybe favorite music. I want that you pick up now, like any of them. It can be slow, fast, it can be rock, it will be hard rock, trance and so on, or can be Latin American or Labor music or salsa bachata, or maybe just K-pop or like some kind of vocal voice, which one you like, or maybe it can be a meditation music. I want it to become what you really love. And see, and from there, we will start to put everything in practice. Okay, I will give you 1 minute. Let's go. All right. So is everyone ready? Okay, so I just pick up just one of my favorite. Is not, I mean, I have a few favorite songs, but it's very often it makes me really feels good. It's called Angel by Sarah. And I really love this track because it's giving me so like uplifting emotions. And what we're going to do with you, I just leave it here. So we're gonna connect to, first of all, we'll think about role model. For me, it can be, I don't know, maybe some like showman or like Hugh Jackman who make a showman. And the movie really amazing how they did with all the show. And we're gonna pick up, first of all, is the role. Then we will feel the music. And once we feel the music, we will roll our shoulder back and we'll pick up a ribcage. And from there, we will do one breath exercise, which we done with you earlier. And we will do, for me, it will be three times four in, four out. And we're gonna start to walk. And the more I walk, I want more to connect and expand my ribcage and really connect with the music. So here is the idea. I want to feel that I'm, let's be like actress or actors, yeah? Because especially try to do it when no one see you inside of the room, because we did it and it really works on the world stage. And that's why we have results on the world show dance, and then we're producing great couples with a show. But it's not about the dancing, it's about how you can present yourself in normal life, okay? So remember, we go role model. For me, is Hugh Jackman. And how he stand, how he be the showman. Then I connect with the music. I will switch on the music. And once I switch on the music, I feel that I will stand in that way. And I roll after connection to the music, roll my shoulder back, and then I pick up my ribcage. And after that, I do inhale, exhale, and held for up, for down. You can do it one, and then you can start to walk. And the more you walk, the more you connect with the music, the more you're on the chest. I don't know how about you, I have a goosebumps now, and it's really will make a huge difference. When you do the one round, then relax, shake it up, and now try one more time. Again, you connect, think about your role model. Imagine, connect with the music, roll your shoulder, pick up a ribcage, and now start to walk after the breath. And four in, four out, and four in, four out, four in, and you walk, and you think about the music, and just imagine the picture, what is making this music feel. And by now you should feel it very, very different. And this is what we usually do before any championship competition, and it works for everyone. We teach in beginner class, and the greatest thing, once you do that, is you will connect and you will trust your, because it's very important, you don't need to work to be yourself. And this is the main thing I discovered for 28 years competitive experience, that we get into that once we start to feel confidence in ourselves, and we start to trust that feelings, how we stand, how we look, how we, I think it's the most important thing. And any activities in a sport, any activities in a dancing belly, any dance activities, it make you reconnect to yourself. Okay, this is it, and it's really, really important. I want you really ask to try all of these exercises. And before any event, let's say if you have like some event to go out, or like you, if you do that exercise, trust me, you will feel, first of all, it's scary. It's like, I mean, how you can go with a chest like this, but I will overlook. Trust that feelings, because if you do it before, maybe a few times before the event, you can start to feel different. And one day you will feel like, oh, deep breath, and then I go, okay, hello, how are you? And then you will introduce yourself and you go on a competition, or you will go to do something more interesting, which you're afraid to do that. And remember, those things, it's so simple, and it really works. We test it for ourselves, for our couples, and that's why we want to share with you, with all of you this. And if you have a question, please reach me out, and you're welcome to practice with us. So schedule your class, and if you want to try to practice those things in a class in one of the central dance studio in Singapore, you're welcome. I will be very, very excited to meet you in person. If not, you also can find here different ways to express your emotions and different dancing around the world. I wrote this book with Alessa. It means you can find below at the link, and you can see how different dances and different images you can create, starting from ballroom dancing, Latin hip hop, and so on. And thank you. With you was Mikhail Yeremeyev, and I'm looking forward to see you. And if you have any question, or you want to really to ask me what is the steps for you, or like how you can enhance it, please reach me out, and looking forward to see you soon.